Hey, I'm Ryan Reynolds.
Recently, I asked Mint Mobile's legal team if big wireless companies are allowed to raise prices due to inflation. They said yes. And then when I asked if raising prices technically violates those onerous two-year contracts, they said, what the f*** are you talking about, you insane Hollywood ass f-. So to recap, we're cutting the price of Mint Unlimited from $30 a month to just $15 a month.
Give it a try at mintmobile.com/switch.
$45 up front for 3 months plus taxes and fees. Promo rate for new customers for limited time. Unlimited more than 40 gigabytes per month. Slows full terms at mintmobile.com.
Hey there, it's Michelle Norris. I'm host of a podcast called Your Mama's Kitchen. When I travel, I'm usually looking for a way to find a taste of home when I'm not at home. And one of the things I love to do when I am at home is entertain. And Airbnb allows me to do that. When I was in California recently, I rented a house that had a great kitchen. And when we were sitting around the table, we're all thinking, we're in someone else's house. Someone could be in all of our homes as well. If you have a home, but you're not always at home, you have an Airbnb. Your home might be worth more than you think. Find out how much at airbnb.com/host.
You'll know real when you get it. It'll say eBay Authenticity Guarantee and you'll feel it. Maybe it's a head-turning handbag, a watch that says it all, jewelry that makes you look like the gem, sneakers and streetwear so fresh every step feels fly.
When it comes to style and luxury, eBay gets it. They're making sure the things that you love are checked by experts. Not just any experts, specialized experts. Real people who love this stuff with real hands-on authentication experience.
So when you see that shiny blue checkmark that says Authenticity Guarantee, shop with confidence. Every inch, stitch, sole, and logo is verified authentic through a detailed inspection. That's how you know that eBay's got your back.
Because when you finally step into those sneakers, put on that watch, get your real gold glow up, swing that handbag over your shoulder, or step out in that streetwear, you'll realize that feeling is unlike any other.
With eBay Authenticity Guarantee, you can trust that feeling of real is always in reach. Ensure your next purchase is the real deal. Visit eBay.com for terms.
Hello. What's up?
Hello.
Listen, you're listening to Fat Mascara. You know it. You hit the button. You're here now. You might as well stay. My name is Jessica.
I'm Jen, and this is a beauty podcast. Hear that, Google indexing? Beauty podcast.
So listen, Jen, you're in Germany right now.
I am.
I'm in New Jersey. I have something funny to share. Somebody wrote on my friend Jess, if you're listening, JY, she sent me a screenshot of this today. Somebody wrote in our Facebook group, our private Facebook group, so private, there are thousands of people. Somebody put, why did Jessica move to New Jersey? It was almost like as if something like really bad happened. Why did Jessica move to New Jersey? Like, are they still going to be able to record the podcast in person? And it was almost like I moved to Mars. Like, and like, oh, what basically what's going on? And then she wrote, I'm not from the US. Like, how far is it?
Okay. That's what I was going to say. This is someone who's not from New York and doesn't understand that Hoboken is literally the sixth borough of New York. It's basically like a New York neighborhood.
But I loved it. It was kind of like, I felt like it was, I felt so kind of like special for a second. Like what happened? Oh. Like, why, like what happened? But listen, I'm really not that far, but Jen is pretty far right now. Jen is all the way in Germany. So what's going on in Germany?
Just for 2 weeks visiting my stepson. And the cool thing is here in New York City, our jobs are sort of picking back up and there are events happening and things in the city. We'll be able to see each other in person, do some recording in person. All of that fun, lively commentary that you're used to will not change. We've been doing it through the pandemic. We'll keep doing it.
But I'm laughing because like now I really don't want to go anywhere. I'm like, oh my God, like, please don't make me go. But that's actually not true. I do have something fun tonight, but I'm like, oh, like now that things are picking back up, I'm like, remember when you could
it's hard. Like we're more tired now. Yeah. It takes my extroverted introvert, which we've discussed on the show, is taking a lot more effort to get her to the things and, you know, interacting with people. I think a lot of people are like that right now.
I think like what I'm afraid of, and I'm being really serious, is like all of the things that we said that we were like reevaluating. I just want to make sure, you know, like what really matters, what we want to spend money on, like, you know, boundaries, all of these things that we talked about. I want to make sure we were serious about them. Because now I feel like it's like all back to normal.
Yeah.
Like, and I just feel like it was,
We learned a lot of good lessons. Let's not forget them as the world turns back on.
Exactly. So yeah. that's my concern.
Ooh, this got deep. I agree with you though.
I mean, that's what you get. But I mean, you also got a little silly. Let's get to the beauty news.
We'll do the beauty news, and then you're going to talk to me. I'm so excited about this. I'm calling it the overbrow.
Mm-hmm.
What to do with the hairs that are a little bit above the top hairline of your brow?
But it's both. It's like this.
Where is the top line of your brow?
So this was my topic that I wanted to bring to the show because I always, and like we'll get more deeper into it in a second, but or like in the segment. But like I've always been taught, like whatever you do, do not touch the top of your brows.
Oh, really? Okay, I cannot wait for this segment because
I think maybe we're talking about two different things. Now my segment is about don't touch the top of your brows. Is that the truth?
Got it. Well, we will discuss right after the news, and then after that, a raise a wand. And we'll take you off into your week and have a great Tuesday and, you know, all that good stuff. You ready to do the show, Jess?
Let's do it.
Bum, 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 bum. It's the news from Germany. We're global. That's right. Here I am. So, you ready to dive in?
Let's do it.
A new Strivectin survey took a closer look at the phenomena that dermatologists and surgeons and the hosts of Fat Mascara have been reporting on. The rise of video conferencing has changed how we feel about our appearance.
Durr.
Great. No surprise there, huh? I feel extremely validated, however, by one key finding. 69% of people say the things that bother them on video are not the things that bother them when they look in the mirror.
Okay.
Because I think that's different than what we've been hearing, which is like, no, it's just like you're looking in the mirror, but doing it more often than you usually do. No. The Strivectin experts say that when you look in the video camera, things like the shadows under your eyes can be intensified. They noted a couple other things, but the minute I read that, I was like, oh my gosh, I know what's going on with myself. For the last, I want to say year, which is about how long we've been on video conferencing, I've been thinking that my left eye circle underneath has been getting darker and darker. That's right. This news is going into first person. Just deal with it. And so I also realized I sit at the camera in the same position every time and the sun comes from the right.
Right.
So I moved my camera around on my next video conference and I was like, oh.
Shocker, you hate the other side of your body now.
Well, yeah, then I was like, oh no, it's the other under eye circle. No, I realized that like, as much as I thought it was, you know, me, it was actually the video conferencing. I do want to share one tip though, that will help you that I just read in Val Monroe's newsletter this week. She was a guest on Fat Mascara recently. She was talking about how in her bathroom, she has those two vertical tube lights on either side of her bathroom mirror instead of an overhead light. And she said it's changed her life. Now that I've like realized this lighting thing, I really want to redo my bathroom lighting so I don't have like top-down halogen bulbs, but I have like, you remember Jenna Lyons, we saw her bathroom
and yeah,
it was like those big sconces on either side of the mirror so you're lit up from the side. I feel like that's going to make me feel a lot better about myself.
Okay.
And that's a survey. That was news. Okay, moving on. The demand for waterless beauty products is rising. Future Market Insights released a recent study. They say sales of waterless cosmetics are expected to rise 13% in the next decade. So if everybody remembers, we've been reporting on these types of products on Fat Mascara. Remember I did that whole thing on shampoo bars?
Yep.
Well, I had a listener email me with a submission to add to our review because I said I didn't like any of the waterless conditioners. She has tried tons of them. She has, her name's Paige. She has dry 3A hair. She doesn't even have to wash. She washes it like every 4 days. So this is a woman with curly, dry hair.
Yeah.
And she found conditioner bars that work. So I wanted to add this in to help boost sales of these products because we know they're better for the environment. She likes Professor Fuzzworthy Honey Silk Conditioner Bar. Do you love it?
That's quite a name.
She says for a thinner hair, a little goes a long way, but for her with her thick, dry hair, a lot goes a long way. And it's the best conditioner she's ever used. And that's like full stop of all conditioners. And it's a bar, people, waterless. And then the other one she likes is Lush's American Cream Conditioner Bar.
Oh, that's nice. I've tried that one. I like that one. Yeah.
So as sales of these products rise and we're all doing our best for the environment, those are two waterless conditioners to consider. Okay, I'm going to your animal house. Are you ready?
Yep, let's do it.
Okay, in Jess's Animal House, which I've taken over for the week, The Body Shop plans to become the first global beauty brand to have its entire product portfolio registered with the Vegan Society's vegan trademark. You go, Body Shop. The goal is for that to happen by 2023. And I know what you're thinking. You're like, wait, it's not vegan? But Jess and I have talked about this. Sometimes waxes are not vegan. It's for bee byproducts. Even like a fig might not be because of the wasp situation. Anyway, 60% of The Body Shop's products are vegan right now, and they'll get to 100% by 2023.
Nice.
Okay. Jen Science Corner. Here she comes. Da-da-da. Okay. Jess, I'm sure you've heard about the report on benzene in sunscreens. This has been all over our community of beauty obsessives on Instagram, on TikTok, on our TikTok. I just sounded like, oh.
You should come up with another platform, TikTok, and it's just like, you know.
Old people doing TikToks.
I was just thinking like just like TikTok spoofs, but I don't even know. How do you spoof TikTok?
Oh my God, sorry. Anyway, everybody's been talking about, here's the deal. A few weeks ago, an independent laboratory, ValuSure, announced that it had found a known carcinogen, benzene. It's a compound linked to blood cancers, in 78 sunscreens and after sun products. Most of them were spray-on products, and we'll link to the list of all of them in the blog. So lots of people were worried. Immediately, of course, the headlines were like, don't use sunscreen. There's
that
benzene in all
cancer.
Of them. Yeah, you know, a lot of the people that we've talked to on the show weighed in with their thoughts. Anyway, I was not ready to wade into this discourse until I had done some science research. So the Washington Post also did a really great article on this that I'll link to, but they asked toxicologist Martin Smith, a professor of toxicology at Kenneth Howard and Marjorie Witherspoon Kaiser Endowed Chair. Okay, I'm not even going to say all that.
Oh my God.
Whatever. He's at the University of California at Berkeley to do a little math for them. He compared the highest levels of benzene contamination mentioned in ValuSure's report. I actually went and looked. It was a Neutrogena UltraShear 100 Plus product, but don't freak out yet. He compared that with the amount of benzene you'd be exposed to breathing the city air for 24 hours. So like, and you spray on your sunscreen. He estimated the amount you would get, 10 milliliters, one usage of sunscreen. Worst case scenario, the amount of benzene that would get that you would absorb would be the same that you regularly absorb breathing city air in one full day. Meaning, we're talking like 6 parts per million, like such low levels. I'm not saying don't worry. It's not cool that benzene has been found in sunscreens. But you just have to put it in perspective. Like, we don't know if it's at a carcinogenic level. And also, this expert also pointed out, we don't even know if it gets into your bloodstream. Yes, it's absorbed, but we don't know that it might get into your blood as well.
Right.
So clearly something needs to be done. ValuSure brought this to the FDA. They're looking at it and considering whether these sunscreens, they need to take action, anything needs to be recalled. And Ranella Hirsch was actually, Dr. Ranella Hirsch, who's coming back on the show soon. Am I allowed to say that?
Yeah.
You guys know that because part two, like we
we've been threatening a part two for some time now.
Not threatening, just dangling it in front of you like a lovely skincare carrot. She was quoted in the Washington Post article and talked about how benzene is a byproduct that might happen during manufacturing. It's not like these companies just went out and added, let me put a couple drops of cancer-causing into here. It's often accidental and can be in a lot of consumer products. And she said, this is no reason not to use sunscreen. If you're very nervous, take a look at the list that we'll link to and avoid those particular sunscreens.
Yeah, it's like people get really upset and it's like, well, I'd rather use that sunscreen than nothing at all.
And that was her point, because you can get cancer from nothing at all.
Right. Like the risk of being in a car is probably, you know, zooming down the highway.
Yeah. I'm not saying this is like, okay, and we give everybody a pass on this. Like clearly this is why we have watchdogs like ValuSure, but don't get into the fear mongering and don't get up in arms without learning a little bit more about what is behind these headlines. You know what I'm saying?
Yes. I know what you're saying, but...
I hope. Well, that's why I'm sharing. Yeah. I hope other people will too. Yeah. And because Jess always says I end this thing on a bum note, I'm not going to end on the bummer cancer note. I'm going to end on a happy note. Non-fungible tokens, a thing I still understand but love to say. I mean, I've done like the best I can at understanding what the hell these things are, but you've probably heard about these NFPs because like back in March...
NFTs.
Thank you. NFT, non-fungible token. Back in March, Christie's sold a digital artwork, a freaking JPEG, by the artist Beeple for $69 million, like the third highest price ever fetched by any piece of artwork. So they've been making news because they're these digital currency that is like Bitcoin, but it's basically a lease on something. You own it digitally. Well, guess what?
Yeah.
The perfume business is getting involved. Kriegler, we've talked about Kriegler, love their fragrances. They're offering a non-fungible token for Grand Bonheur 54, a scent originally created in 1954 for the wedding of a Greek banking heir. Whoever buys this token has exclusive ownership of this fragrance for 1 year. It's like taking a lease out on like this art creation so that you can smell, like you will literally smell, like no one else in the world can smell like you, and you own this piece of fragrance, like memorabilia, if I understand this correctly. They're not sharing the cost that they're charging for this non-fungible token. But I could see someone really into fragrance with a lot of money to spare just being like, you know what? I'm going to buy up all this fragrance that ever existed and own the copyright.
I guess it's, yeah, I mean, somebody needs to explain this to me in like crayon, but like, I'm so confused about NFTs, but at the same time, like, it makes sense. But like, so I heard that, you know, remember that YouTube video, Charlie Bit My Finger, a little kid?
Yeah, that also. They made that into NFT.
Right. So it's like, the, you know, the person was like, yeah, well, like, I'll buy that. And then, but like, you know, it, they're making it available so that, you know, everyone can enjoy this video because it was like an important YouTube video. Sure. Yeah. I like that idea, but there's an owner to that video. And do they make, I guess they make money.
Yeah. They're the ones selling it on that, in that case.
And right. It's just yeah. kind of like, but that's like royalty is like, if you own music.
Yeah. It's sort of like you're selling the royalty. The royalties. On,
that but makes the non-fungible perfect thing sense. Gets to
me. Yeah, but like, it, there's no physical thing. So weird.
It's very weird to me, but I guess that's just like the future. Royalties are kind of like that.
If you think about money, it's like
they money is fake. Really,
yeah, it doesn't mean anything unless we have currencies around the world and like banks behind it. It's just
I
paper,
used to think so. That all money was just like in the bank on like the street by where I lived. I just used to think it was like Donald Duck, you know, like
swimming in the gold.
Yeah, I used to think it was just all like in a wall and all the money in the world was just there.
I feel like a small child trying to understand currency as an adult trying to understand NFTs. But I wanted to bring that news to you guys because if the fragrance world is doing it, I'm sure other beauty companies, and I know other luxury fashion houses are going to get in on this and like start to try and funge their tokens.
I do think that this is going to like change though and take different forms. I don't know. I think we could be giggling at some point at some things that we see
I
down
just
the line.
Giggled the word fungible, but you know.
Fungible, yeah. I think
clearly that, I'm very mature.
clearly. Okay. All right. That I did
was
like,
that an up note? Was that like an up like fun? Who knew?
Yeah. I think it's good. It's good party fodder. Good party fodder.
Okay.
Bring that to your barbecues and summer pool parties.
You're welcome then,
yeah.
Everyone.
Okay.
Hope you enjoyed the news.
Bye-bye. All right, it's not often that we talk about supplements, but when we do, you know that we mean it, all right? Every day I do my skincare routine, and that is a cleanse. I moisturize. Of course, I pop a little antioxidant in there. I'll do a little serum underneath there. But what is non-negotiable for me lately is I take a supplement. That is my Ritual Hyacera. It's a wrinkle support skin supplement, which is clinically proven to reduce wrinkles and improve skin smoothness. I'll take that.
I'll take it too. Ritual Hyacera is a once daily skin supplement. Jess said clinically proven. Let me give you the deets. In a clinical study, Hyacera led to a 3.6 time reduction in crow's feet wrinkles within 90 days as compared to placebo. Jess and I have been taking it more than 90 days. Let me tell you, it works. Plus, Ritual Hyacera has led to a 2.9 times increase in skin smoothness in the same amount of times. It's rigorously tested and validated by a third party for allergens, microbes, and heavy metals. You don't always know if a supplement does that. Ritual also has industry-leading sustainability standards. They use scientific tools to select lower carbon packaging, love that, prioritize sustainably sourced ingredients, and set ambitious climate goals. Plus, female-founded, B Corp, meaning they're holding themselves accountable to not just their company's financial health, but also the health of the people and our planet. You gotta love that.
Yes, okay.
Start Hyacera to help minimize wrinkles without compromising on clean science. Hyacera from Ritual is a clinically proven skin supplement you can actually trust.
Get 25% off your first month for a limited time at ritual.com/mascara. Start Ritual or add Hyacera to your subscription today. That's ritual.com/mascara for 25% off. Okay, so there are some stories about my mom's life that I never get tired of hearing, and they're usually the ones in which she's trying to right some injustice and then ends up annoying the people in power, and I love that about her. Anyway, just in time for Mother's Day, I found the perfect gift that captures all her stories for my family forever. It's called Storyworth. Storyworth helps you preserve memories and stories for the mother figure in your life or any of your family or chosen family. Here's how it works. Each week, Storyworth emails your loved one a thought-provoking question that you get to help pick. The prompts are really good. The kind of things we ask guests here at Fat Mascara. Little things like, what's your favorite board game? And more important things like, what's the best advice you've ever gotten? Storyworth makes the writing process a breeze. All your loved one needs to do is respond to the email with a story, long or short, doesn't matter. You'll be emailed a copy of what they wrote, but they'll also be collected. So you'll get to enjoy the retelling of the stories and probably learn some new things in the process. Then, after that year of fun, Storyworth automatically compiles your loved one's stories and photos into a beautiful keepsake hardcover book. Even though I know some of my mom's best stories, I love that the weekly prompts are helping to uncover more details and that they'll be collected in one place for me to revisit and read through. Don't think I'm not going to pull this keepsake book out at our next family get together to share some of them. Listen, everyone loves Storyworth. It has more than 25,000 five-star reviews on Trustpilot, with millions of stories preserved since they were founded over 10 years ago. Give all the moms in your life a unique, heartfelt gift that you'll cherish for years. Storyworth. Right now, save $10 on your first purchase when you go to storyworth.com/mascara. That's storyworth.com/mascara to save $10 on your first purchase. Okay, everyone, guess what I did last night? I slept in my Honeylove bra. I don't think I've ever slept in a bra before. Usually, I am so excited to take off my bra at the end of the day, there would be no chance I would lay down in it. But Honeylove bras are that comfortable. And if you're someone who does like to sleep in a bra for a little extra support, I feel like the Honeylove crossover bra should be your sleeping bra. Did I just coin a thing, sleeping bra? I don't know if they'll approve of that, but I love the idea. Obviously, you're gonna wear it out all the time too, because Honeylove's bras feature supportive bonding that eliminates the need for uncomfortable wires. Plus, they're made with a fabric that's so soft, it feels like a second skin. Is it spring cleaning time in your house? I know it is in mine. Clean out your bra drawer, get a few from Honeylove. They have the V-neck bra that's smooth and seamless and hardware-free. And then my personal favorite is the crossover bra with adjustable straps and a hook back closure. And of course, again, no underwire in that one either. The Honeylove supportive bonding lifts and supports without those uncomfortable wires. And while you're at it, why not pair your Honeylove bra with their matching shapewear or maybe a pair of their breathable, versatile leggings? Treat yourself to the best bras on the market and save 20% off at honeylove.com/mascara. Use our exclusive link to get 20% off. It's honeylove.com/mascara. And then after you purchase, they're going to ask you where you heard about them. Please support our show and tell them that we here at Fat Mascara sent you. Honeys, you deserve this. Again, that website is honeylove.com/mascara for 20% off.
Okay, Jen, so I was hinting at this at the top of the show, but, you know, I've been doing my brows since I was 10 or 11. I had big, thick Eddie Munster brows. I had a unibrow, but I was always told what you don't do is you don't touch the top of your brows. Once you touch the top of your brows, it's over. Have you ever heard this?
I want to make sure I understand what top of the brows mean. It means the area above, like the upper brow line, like if like yes. above, like that leads into your forehead.
Right. So if you're looking at your brows, like, and you're looking at the perimeter.
But it's uneven. It's not nice and smooth, like the bottom underside that you get plucked or waxed.
Right. But once you touch that top, like the top of it, even if it's uneven, you can start digging into...
Oh, and they get lower and lower.
Lower, scarier, scarier. And like, you're basically compromising the shape of the brow. So like, most of the brow troubles we have are underneath the brow. It's like the brow balm.
Yes.
So even if yours is funkadelic on top, it's like, it's probably going to be better than the bottom part. So just don't touch that, right?
Okay. I know people do though, because some people like a really crisp edge all the way around, you know?
Yes, they do.
But so little Jessie Matlin, when she first started getting her brows done.
Right. Don't touch the top. Don't touch that.
Okay.
And then also, you know, when my hair grows very, like it goes up like wheat. I like the, like a wheat chef, you know, especially in the
front. Which is very hot right now, that look. Yes.
It is. I don't love it for me, but it's very hot. But then when sometimes when I've trimmed it myself, it doesn't look quite right. And then I think, you know, that old
wise tale.
So
you're not plucking, you get out the scissors and just trim it down a little so it's not as spiky.
Right.
But then you're not happy with the
finished
result.
It's spikier. It's like, great, now I have short spikes. I've got porcupine spikes, you know, or it doesn't look like natural. It looks like I've cut into my brows. So I asked Angela Marinescu at Exhale Central Park South, Exhale Spot at Central Park South. I've been seeing Angela, you know, on and off, but like really I've had a really great brow relationship with her for longer than I can even remember. She's fantastic and she tends to my brows quite a bit. And she does work above the brow. And I stopped her the other day. I said, Angela, I tapped her wrist. I said, put that down. I've got to ask you. What do you?
I gotta get the goods for my audience.
I said, I've got to ask you. I said, you're going up there. I said, what are you doing up there? Because it always looks right up there. I said, are you allowed to touch above the brow? And she looked at me and she goes like, I'll talk to you after I'm done because I gotta focus. But she said,
and she was tweezing, by the way, right?
She was waxing, she was cutting, and she was tweezing.
Oh, wow. Okay.
And she said, and this is like, there's more of the story, so it doesn't end here, but she was like, it is kind of a job best left to professionals to go up there. She goes, I understand why you're asking, because going above the brow is tricky. She knew where the old wives' tale came from. But because she's like, you can kind of like get carried away. And once you're getting carried away from below and from the top, you're finished.
You got sperm brows.
Exactly. You got sperm brows. Go back to the episode with Jared Bailey from Benefit. Oh my God. I forgot what episode that was. And then after that, you're going to go see our microblading episode. Oh my God. So, but she did say this. She said, one of the things I do above the brows that makes the biggest difference is actually getting rid of the fuzz. Now, if you have dark hair, this makes a lot of sense. And Jen touched on this last episode when she talked about the face shaving. She said, I'm actually waxing the little fine baby hairs that you could never get with a tweezer. And that is what's cleaning you up and giving you a sharp edge. So I would say to somebody who is like really wants to clean up their brows,
before you attack the actual brow hair, attack the peach fuzz.
Exactly. So whether you do that with a Tinkle razor or one of like the 45 razors that you named last time and you put them on the blog, you know, God, you named
Jill,
so many.
Verst, Dermaflash, Stack Skincare.
Yeah, Dermaflash has the mini. There was a bunch of different price ranges and types. Try doing that, but really protect the integrity of your main brow because you're going to be in trouble if you don't. Then as for cutting, because I have really long, thick, like very strong, wiry brows. She said with cutting, she got a little nervous, but she did say brush up the brows with the spoolie brush, clean spoolie brush. Do not cut straight across. That's where I got in trouble.
Yeah, because that's not how it grows. They grow more feathery.
Yes. Yeah. And that's where I was just like cutting straight across like I was doing an art project. She said, and this is hard. I said, how am I going to describe this to my listeners? And she was like, you know, this is hard because it's not visual. But you really want to cut like the way the brow grows. So if it's at an angle, cut at an angle. I don't know too many people's brows who are straight across. So just this is my tip, not Angela's.
Like, yeah.
I would do just a couple at a time, stand back.
Oh, look. I do one at a time.
Oh, that's good, Jen.
Like I'm making a bouquet of flowers. You know how you snip the bottoms of the flowers one at a time and put them in to get that nice uneven.
Oh, okay. Oh, this is why you're the gardener.
I too, like you have like thick brows and I've done that and you look like you just got mowed if you do it straight across.
That is exactly the look that I had that was so embarrassing. It looked like, yeah, it looked so corny. I had like the corniest.
Especially with the mask now or like your brows are the everything.
Oh my God. It looked corny is the only word I could think of when I did that. Thank God they've grown out. But yeah, so I like Jen's tip. Freaking one at a time. Don't do this when you're in a rush before work or bed or something. And on an angle, step back. On an angle, step back and use that spoolie brush. Don't just use your little finger, okay? I know you. I know what you're thinking. Use that brush because it's really going to brush them up.
Wait, which listener were you talking to when you said
I know one you. Who's just like me, who's like, I'll just improvise. Okay. And then, I'll just push them up. And then just stand back. And then she said, especially she said with the tail, and she said a lot of the brow bars, she said people have come in from the brow bars into her beautiful spa bed. She has the nicest like spa bed. And they'll go into the spa bed and they'll say like, I got my brows done and they made them too short because they're trimming too high. Like they're trimming too close to the thing, especially around the tail.
So around the outer edges, yeah.
Yeah, around the brow bars, a lot of them like to really, maybe they want to give you a big wow result.
Yeah, like a crispy little brow that's all sharp on the edges. Mm-hmm. Yeah. Well, I mean, it's like whoever your waxer
it's your,
was.
Yeah, your preference, yeah, but you said people go wild around the tail. Really just be really soft around the tail and leave the tail like longer than you think you want it because the tail... Mm. Is where people just lose their minds and just go like crazy. So just be cautious around them because once you lose the tail, then it's not cute and you're just gonna be penciling
back to the episode with the sperm brows, back to the microblading episode you go.
Yeah. So I thought those were like really, you know, I know this is a very visual thing, but I thought those were some helpful tips. And then use a gel to kind of set it and see how you go. But
oh my God, you know
steps.
What people have been loving? Have you seen that Kosas brow gel?
I haven't, but I know people like really are obsessed with Kosas.
The girls in the videos and women, I should say, it's all different ages, which I love. It's very inclusive. They have those big brows and they're gelled up and they're good. My friend was talking about how great that gel is. I have not tried it yet,
okay.
But I've heard good things.
I like that. I like that. So let us know how you go. It's definitely, you know, difficult. And if you're in the New York area, if you like live in, you know, like, you know, driving train, ferry distance to New York, I would definitely say...
Which includes New Jersey for our global listeners.
Yeah. I would definitely say go visit Angela because she is really good and she'll tell you what you can do and what you can't do at home. And, you know, she's great. So we'll link to her as well. And her Instagram is, I pulled it up so I could give her a shout out. It is... @ the Queen of Brows.
Ooh, yes. Thank you for that.
Tell her we sent you.
And Jess. Yeah.
Okay, it's time to raise a wand. And this time we've got one from Kelly from Colorado. And this one is for all the moms out there.
Hi, Jess and Jen. My name is Kelly, and I'm calling from Colorado. My raise a wand goes to Mother Dirt. Their AO Plus Restorative Mist. So Colorado is a super dry climate, and I have 3 young kids who all have keratosis pilaris on their thighs and upper arms. And this Mother Dirt probiotic mist is the first thing that has ever really worked. I've tried super gentle lotions and ultra thick moisturizers, but this probiotic mist actually helped clear it up. So it is a little bit pricey. It's $69 for the mist, but it is totally worth it. And I would be interested to see if people who suffer from acne would appreciate it because it is actually a probiotic for your skin. So raise a wand to that.
Ooh, Kelly. Look at you bringing in the probiotic knowledge and giving us a new use for this product. I have actually talked about that product. It is great for acne too, but I have never heard that it helps with KP. And that's a really good tip. Thank you, Kelly. If you guys have something you want to share with us, a product you love, maybe a tip, maybe something for your kids, bumps, bruises, whatever, share it with us. info@fatmascara.com. Just send us a little voice memo or give us a call. 1-646-481-8182. All right. Jess, what do you have for us this week?
I have a real summertime pick, okay? I am trying to be really good about SPF. I got to say, I need to be like great about it, but sometimes I'm not because I'm just running around. I run out in the morning, drop off late, and I run around, like do errands and stuff. And I'm just not always topping up. But guess what? I've got one that I love to top up with because I love the scent. Ready? And I love the texture.
Ready.
It's Hawaiian Tropic Matte Effect Lotion SPF 50.
Mm.
It smells so good. It smells like the summer that I really want to be having right now. It smells like Hawaiian Tropic, okay?
As you're chasing the skunks around Hoboken, it just feels yeah. like you're in a tropical paradise.
Yes, it smells like when I was little and like, you know, like the way the beach bag and the towel smelled like after you got home from the beach. And it's passion fruit, mango, plumeria, guava, all these ingredients that are in it, apparently. But it has like, it really does dry down to a matte finish. You can use it on your face, which I do, which like may sound kind of crazy, but it is okay for the face and it's matte. And then I use it on my body too. It comes in a nice tube and it's only $10.
Bargain. I love it. Mm-hmm. I love that. That's a good one. Thanks, Jess. Sure. I'm to try that. I like am going through sunscreen left and right here in Germany. It is so sunny. They're so far north. The sun doesn't even set till like 10:30.
Oh my God, crazy. That's great.
Anyway, everybody in Europe and Northern Europe that listens to us is like, uh-huh. Yeah, mm-hmm. Everybody knows that. I have a gift idea for people. So you know you have those friends that are like just close enough that you like to do a birthday little something every now and then for them? Or maybe like, you know, someone you need to get a gift for, but it's not like an intimate partner.
Yes.
The best gift. Birth Date Company, you know they do those books with like everybody's birthday and what your personality is because of your birthday?
Yeah, yeah.
Did you know they do scented birth date candles?
No, I did not know. That's amazing.
Not
Keep going.
Only is the scent bespoke to your particular date, though I like put in a bunch of different dates and double checked. Like, I think certain signs all share the same scent, but I'll give them a pass on that. But the thing that is actually unique is the front label of the candle. They're very cool and apothecary looking, and it has that whole like little personality. People born on this day are, and it says your birth date kind of big, but in a chic way. They look very French pharmacy or like on someone's like shelfy somewhere on Instagram. They don't look like cheesy. Corny, you know what I mean? Yeah. And so I ordered one for my friend and her birthday and it came and it had a lovely scent and the front of it was like super personalized but didn't look tacky. You could put it in like any decor and it would look cool. Such a cute gift. $30.
I love that.
And it's big. It's like a pillar. It's like more of a pillar kind of than a squat scented candle.
I would love to receive that. That's a wonderful gift.
Maybe I'll get you one for your birthday this year.
I would love that.
Okay, good. Well, I'm glad I could share. Thanks for the sunscreen tip. You know what? Since it's like much later in Germany, you know what I'm going to do right now?
Get your beauty sleep.
I'm going to get my beauty sleep.
Okay. Have a good night, Jen.
Night, guys.
Good night.
We hope you enjoyed the show.
It's your reviews and feedback that help us make the podcast even better. Head over to iTunes to rate and review us or email your thoughts to info@fatmascara.com.
We also want to answer your beauty questions and hear what products you love. To share a Raise a Wand product review or to ask a beauty question, email us at info@fatmascara.
If you send it as a voice memo file, we can even share your voice on the podcast. You can also do that by leaving us a voice message. Our phone number in the United States is 646-481-8182.
Thanks so much for listening.
Need new glasses or want a fresh new style? Warby Parker has you covered. Glasses start at just $95, including anti-reflective, scratch-resistant prescription lenses that block 100% of UV rays. Every frame's designed in-house, with a huge selection of styles for every face shape. And with Warby Parker's free home try-on program, you can order 5 pairs to try at home for free. Shipping is free both ways, too. Go to warbyparker.com/covered to try 5 pairs of frames at home for free. warbyparker.com/covered.
Hey, it's Paige DeSorbo from Giggly Squad. High quality fashion without the price tag. Say hello to Quince. I'm snagging high-end essentials like cozy cashmere sweaters, sleek leather jackets, fine jewelry, and so much more. With Quince being 50 to 80% less than similar brands. And they partner with factories that prioritize safe, ethical, and responsible manufacturing. I love that. Luxury quality within reach. Go to quince.com/style to get free shipping and 365-day returns on your next order. Quince.com/style.
Hey, everyone. Craig Robinson here. I want you to check out the Ways to Win podcast, brought to you by Ford and the new 2024 Ford F-150 truck. On Ways to Win, Coach Cal and I will discuss leadership lessons we've learned. We know all about the days spent perfecting your craft outside of the limelight and have knowledge to share about how strength, inspiration, encouragement, and adaptability are the key ingredients to drive toward your dreams. And those same ingredients can be found in the new 2024 Ford F-150 truck. So check out my podcast, Ways to Win, and also check out the new 2024 Ford F-150 truck. Learn more at Ford.com. Built Ford tough, built Ford proud.